Acts chapter 9, we continue our study, and I had intended to originally get into the conversion of Saul today, but we're not going to make that. We're going to stop short. We're going to start, and we're going to focus on two phrases. And this is perhaps one of, if not the most important message that I will preach this year. And it's not because of me. It's because of the content. We're going to talk about today people of the way. And we're going to talk about people who are Talmudim and what all that means. And so we're going to start in Acts chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. Would you stand with me as we read from the Word of God? We're just going to cover these two verses, and we're just going to basically get started. Verse 1 says, Now Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked for letters from him to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any belonging to the way, both men and women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, Father, I pray your will be done. I pray that you speak to us this morning through your word and the power of your word, so that, Lord, when you are finished, we will not be the same. Father, glorify your name. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. You may be seated. We're going to jump right in this morning. And like I say, we're going to focus on two things. And the first thing we're going to focus on are the people of the way. You ever noticed that in the New Testament? The way, or people of the way. I love that. I love it. And the reason, I guess, because it makes me stop and think what it means to be a believer. If you just translate or give a definition of that word, the way, it simply means a road or a path, somewhere that's traveled to get from one place to another. But applied to New Testament Christians, it is so very much deeper than just a road. It was a title or a label given to the followers of Jesus Christ in the New Testament. If you were identified as a person of the way, it meant that you'd live your life according to the great teachings of your master and rabbi, who is who? Jesus Christ. Absolutely. It meant what Jesus said is what I want to do. How Jesus was is how I want to be. As a matter of fact, I think that's what Jesus was pointing to in John chapter 14, verse 6, when he said, I am the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Jesus says, I am the way. And if you were going to be part of the way, it was a life-altering, life-changing decision. That meant, I'm not going to build my life like the world says I should build my life. But I'm going to build my life based upon the teachings of Jesus. I'm not going to be like the world, because the world is under the control of the prince and power of the air, which is Satan himself. I'm going to be under the control of Jesus. I want to be that new creation, as Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You ever stop and look at the world and think it's the same old thing? Over and over. Sin, immorality, violence, bitterness, hatred, fighting. Do you ever think there has to be a better way? That's what we're talking about today. When we say the way, we're talking about a better way. People of the way are a new creation. Old ways have been laid aside. For these people, they had laid aside the old religion of Judaism. They're not living under the legalistic mentality any longer. They had forsaken all that. Now, people of the way were just people who, if Jesus said it, they wanted to live it and follow it to honor their master, Jesus Christ. That's who people of the way are, who they were and who they still are. So let's talk about and take that a step farther. Who are the Talmidim? That's Hebrew, of course. In verse 1, it says that Saul breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord. That word disciple is the English word. The Greek word is mathetes or mathetes. The Hebrew word is Talmidim. And we have used the word disciple so much in our culture today that I fear it doesn't mean anything anymore. Am I a disciple of Christ? Oh, sure, I'm a disciple of Christ. That means I believed in Jesus as my Savior. No, no, no. So today I want to go at it from a different angle. I don't want to use that word disciple. I want to use the word Talmidim, which is the Hebrew for disciple. But you have to understand the concept of this Hebrew word. It means student or apprentice of a rabbi or a teacher. And in Western civilization, there is absolutely no equivalent that you may compare being a Talmidim to something that we know, because there's nothing comparable to that. You see, when I say Talmidim, that's plural. Talmid is the singular, okay? But the Talmid's relationship to his teacher was the absolute center focus of his life. That's all that mattered, was knowing that teacher. And as such, that meant he followed that teacher or that master, that rabbi, everywhere he went. If the rabbi changed cities, the Talmid followed him. If he stayed there, they would stay there with him. Always waiting to hear what that rabbi might say next. Their desire was to know that teacher intimately. And to this is what it means, okay? This was the idea of the Talmidim. It was to literally become that rabbi. I mean, in every way, every fashion. They would talk like the teacher talked. If that teacher had an accent, they would try to speak with that same accent. They would walk like the teacher walked. If the teacher had back issues and he walked humped over like this, the students would walk humped over like this. They wanted to imitate everything about this teacher. They wanted to think like him. They even wanted to breathe like him. Can you imagine? That everything about their teacher, that's what they wanted to be. And it was commonplace in Israel in that day, but we don't have anything like that we want to compare, or that we can compare to. But I want you to understand, that's the idea when we use the word disciple or Talmidim, that's what we're talking about. I want to talk like Jesus. I want to walk like Jesus. I want to think like Jesus. I want to act like Jesus. I want to breathe like Jesus. That's what Jesus meant, Luke 6:40, where he said a pupil is not above his teacher. But everyone, after he has been fully trained, will be like his teacher. That word like is the best they could do in the English translation, but the literal Greek says, I am, is the Greek word. Meaning, the pupil is not above his teacher, but everyone after he's been fully trained will be his teacher. That's the concept of that verse. He will be that man. As a young pastor, I remembered, and he's probably still my favorite all-time preacher. I love to listen to Adrian Rogers. He's a good one. He was. Man, I would listen to his tapes and his radio program, and I would listen to the way he expressed himself, and he had a use of the English language that I've never heard anybody else be able to accomplish. The more I listened to him, the more I found myself trying to organize my sermons like Adrian would organize those sermons. I would try to say things the way that Adrian Rogers would say them. And it wasn't so much intentional as it was, I was just listening to him so much, it just kind of rubbed off. And he was a good, a very wonderful teacher. And I mean, they still have his stuff out there today. And I still listen to him today. But you know, I've since discovered that my goal was a little low, trying to be like Adrian Rogers. Love the man, great a man as he was, but Adrian Rogers is not my rabbi. Who's my rabbi? Jesus Christ Himself. That's who I should desire to talk like, to act like, to walk like, to breathe like, to be like. Everything that Jesus was, that's what I should desire to be. As a Talmudim, a follower, a student, to do everything that Jesus would do. And it starts with denying self. That's what a Talmud or a Talmudim do. They would deny their self. You see, there was no I. Actually, there's two in Talmudim, but in reality, there's no I or me in Talmudim. The Talmud voluntarily puts himself aside and his personal identity, he puts that aside so that he can literally become his master. That's who he is. He desires to have his personal identity stripped away so that it does not get in the way. So that when he's seen, all people can see is the master, not that student. There's nothing to compare that to. In the age of be yourself, follow your heart, and trust your feelings. Closest thing I can think of, I remember military. Basic training. If you've ever been to basic training, I know you probably loved it as much as I did. The thing that stood out about basic training is when I went there, they took everything that I was and that I had. They took my clothes, gave me green fatigues. They took my luggage and all the soaps and deodorants that I brought from home. They took that away and they gave me government issue what they wanted me to have. They even took my hair. I will never, ever forget lying on that bunk the evening of the day that we all got our hair cut, our head buzzed. I was sitting there on that buck rubbing the little stubble that remained behind. And I looked down the line of bunks, and there were 40 soldiers laying there in their bunk doing the same thing I was, rubbing the stubble. They took it all. They took it all. And they did it for a reason. You see, they wanted to take Doug Hambrick away. They wanted to take my personal identity away and make me a soldier of the United States Air Force. So that when, after they trained me, after they took all that stuff and they dressed me and they made me what they wanted me to be, when the world would look at me, they would not say, "That's Doug Hambrick." They would say, "There's a soldier." Becoming Talmudim means abandoning your personal identity so that people do not see you. But instead, they literally see your teacher, your rabbi, who is whom? Jesus Christ. That's what Jesus meant in John chapter 14, verse 9, when He said, "He who has seen Me has seen the Father." That's what Jesus meant. You've been with Me. Because you've been with Me, now you know the Father. Our goal as disciples or Talmudim should be that we be able to say, "If you have seen Me, you've seen Jesus." I think that's what most people do not get today. I think that's what's missing in churches. I think that's what's missing in the lives, the relationship. People, you know, we do a lot of talking about having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ without a clue of what that actually means. We want that warm, fuzzy feeling that we get from singing some really moving songs. I'm not against moving songs. But we fall short of that intimacy. Whereas we literally desire to become as Jesus is. So how do we do that? How do we become part of the Talmudim? How do we accomplish that? Number one, you've got to abandon contractual Christianity. I'm going to say that again. You have to abandon contractual Christianity. What is contractual Christianity? Well, it's this. When we see ourselves entering into agreement with God, whereas I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, so therefore God won't send me to hell. That's what the relationship is for many people. We think that if I don't smoke, drink, cuss, steal, lie, commit adultery, and all those terrible sins, then God's going to take care of me. Because I'm in contract with God. I come to church, I give a little in the offering plate, God should be pleased. And certainly if I volunteer and do a little vacation Bible school time, and, you know, God should be really pleased with that I take part of my busy life and give Him some. Is everybody listening? Here's the bottom line. Jesus did not save you so that you could miss hell. People, you know, we want to talk about hell being hot and hell being real, and it is hot and it is real. It is a place of torment that you do not want to spend eternity. But if that's all you have in your salvation, you don't have very much. Jesus didn't save you so you could throw a little trinkets of your life to His way, so you could feel good about yourself. Jesus didn't save you to become Baptist, Methodist, Pentecost, or anything else like that, any other denomination that you want to throw in there. Do you know why Jesus saved you? Jesus saved you so that He could live through you. It. He saved you so that He could live through you. That's why Paul said in Galatians 2:20, I've been crucified with Christ. And it is no longer I who live, but Christ that lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself up for me. The idea of being Talmudim is, I'm dead to self, so that Christ may live through me. The book of James put it well, that a divided man is unstable in all his ways. You don't want to be half with Jesus and half with the world, or three-fourths with the world and a quarter Jesus. And no, it's dying to self so that Jesus may live. How do we accomplish that? It requires absolute surrender, complete surrender. Nothing withheld, nothing held back from God. Luke 9:23, Jesus said it like this, and He was saying to them all, if anyone wishes to come after Me, he must, what's that word? Oh, that is so against the modern church. He must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. It's not about you. It's not about who you are, who you want to be. Not about who I am and who I want to be. It's about who Jesus is and Him living through me. See, that word deny is a harsh word. That word deny means to disown. So when Jesus said you've got to deny yourself, it means disown you, renounce you. When you hear or when you think, I'm not happy, I don't like, I don't want to, I don't think, you've missed the point. As a matter of fact, anytime we hear the word I or me, that should sound an alarm in the depth of our hearts. Something's wrong. I'm not a follower of me. I'm not a follower of you. I'm a Talmudim of my Master Jesus. Galatians 5:24 puts it like this, now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh and its passions and desires. And it's hard initially. You know it? It's hard because it requires effort. It requires dedication. It requires discipline. It requires putting off yourself, disowning yourself. It may even require that I do things I don't want to do, that I do things I don't like to do, that it may require that I make sacrifice. But the bottom line is this. Am I becoming my rabbi, Jesus Christ? and whatever I have to do to become my master, then that's what needs to be done. Because Jesus has left us behind to show the world who He is. That's why we're here. So that the world, you know, we talk about the world seeing Jesus, but do they? That's who we are. That's why we're here. As followers, as Talmudim of Jesus, it's so that the world can look at us and not see us, but to see Jesus. What's the danger? Brother Doug, it sounds like a big step. It is a big step. What's the danger of the Talmudim? Well, the danger is this. You'll threaten a lot of people once you come to this level of desire and commitment. You will. You might think, well, you know, surely no one would have a problem with people desiring to be like Jesus. I mean, you know, that's all about having mercy and grace and love and kindness and compassion. Who could have a problem with that? The prince in the power of the air has a big problem with that. You see, these people, it landed in severe persecution. These people, it cost them everything. And in verse 1, it says Saul still breathing threats and murders against the disciples of the Lord. Saul's purpose at this point is to wipe out these people. People of the way. The Talmudim. Slaughter them. Why? Why? Because when you point yourself in such a direction that you want to be Jesus walking on this earth so that people see Jesus, you're going to exchange bitterness for love. You're going to exchange immorality for holiness. You're going to exchange not caring for compassion. And that's when we start making a difference in this world. Have you noticed the division in our country? Oh, the patriots are standing for the Constitution of the United States, and that's fine. I'm certainly for the Constitution. The other side of that, the liberals are protesting and demanding their rights, and right in the middle are politicians making their promises, if I'm elected, I will do this and everything will be all right and we'll hold hands and walk into the sunset together, but nothing ever changes. Do you notice it's not getting better? Do you ask yourself the question, why is it not getting better? The reason it's not getting better is because people don't see Jesus. That's my fault. That's your fault. That's our fault. You see, there are so few genuine Talmudim today that Jesus is no longer at the forefront of this country. My friends, I close with this thought. God has put us here for a reason. And if the world is not seeing Jesus, it's because we have gotten caught up into the system of the world and trying to live like the world and act like the world and survive in a world that wants no part of Jesus, our Master. It is time, my friends, for us once again to get back to this mentality of what a true disciple of Jesus really is. To exchange religion for becoming a real follower of Jesus. To exchange lip service with heart service. To literally and completely wholly surrender ourselves that, Lord, I am yours, do with me as you please and as you will. For your glory and your honor. May we today be Talmudim so that this world can see who Jesus is. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we often give lip service instead of heart service. Lord, we talk a good game, but seldom do we follow it up. So, Father, I pray for forgiveness today of my failures. Times that my attention is drawn away for desires and passions of this world that have no eternal value. Lord, I pray that today you would let the fires of revival begin at Victory. That we would no longer settle for religion, but that we will be true Talmudim. That we will surrender our all to be used of you as it pleases you. And now, Lord, as we come to this invitation, give us the heart to respond. To turn from our sin and to turn to you. Father, I pray for those in this service who do not know you as their personal Savior. I pray that today's the day that they come to you and they become a genuine Talmudim, follower of Jesus. Now we pray, Lord, your will be done.